Adius Perigdal of Mishnah Yud, continuing on the subject of Machloks and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai is Mekil, Beis Hillel is Machmir. Hamader Asishto Mitash Mishamito, if somebody makes a neder and says, the pleasure of being intimate with you is usher to me. And this apparently is a fairly common thing when a husband gets angry that he says, I'm not going to be with you intimately because I'm too angry. Beis Shammai Omrim Shtei Shabbosos. Beis Shammai says that before she can legitimately ask for a get, because this is a divorceable vow if he makes such a nether, she has to wait 2 weeks, just as a woman who gives birth to a daughter is tame for 2 weeks and wouldn't be with her husband during that time. So 2 weeks is the outermost limit, and they compare this to that extreme case. Uveis Hillel Omrim Shabbos Achas, but Beis Hillel say that she can demand a divorce sooner. So this is more machmir, saying that it can be an earlier get, because instead of comparing the case to an unusual case of a woman having a baby girl, it is a much more usual case that every month a woman becomes a nida and is separated from her husband for 7 days. As such, we compare a regular case to a regular case, an ongoing event to a regular ongoing event, like an angry husband. Hamapeles la'ar shmonim ve'echad. Now the halacha is that if a woman has a baby girl, then the Torah says that she's tameh for 2 weeks, and then she has to count 66 days of tahara. So that's 14 days plus 66, that makes 80. And on the day after the 80th day, on day 81, she brings a carbon. So after 80 full days have been fulfilled, she brings a carbon. Whether or not the child was alive or stillbirth or died in the meantime, she brings a carbon after 80 days are complete on day 81. Now, if she became pregnant again during this time period of 80 days, and she had a miscarriage during those days, then she just starts counting fresh all over again for a new 80 days and brings only one carbon at the end. Not one for the first baby and one for the miscarriage, but one carbon total because she never hit day 81. This woman, on the other hand, made it through 80 full days, and on the evening of the 81st day, she had a miscarriage. So on that situation, Hamapeles l'ar shmonim ve'echad, she miscarried on the night of the 81st day when she can't bring a carbon because it's nighttime. Beis Shammai potrim min ha-carbon. Beis Shammai say, since she couldn't bring a carbon, it's as if it's not quite day 81 yet. So she still only brings one carbon for both births, or the birth and the miscarriage. Beis Hillel machayven, but Beis Hillel is more machmir. They say since she finished 80 days, although the 81st day she couldn't bring her carbon yet, it's a new counting and she'll have to bring two carbonos instead of one. Sadin betzitzis. If you have a situation where it's a cloak with tzitzis. So the question is, do you have to put tzitzis on a cloak that's made of linen? So Beis Shammai potrin ubeis Hillel mechayven. Beis Shammai say they're potter, since the tzitzis are made of wool, if you put them on a linen garment, that makes the whole garment shatnez, and you're not supposed to do that. So you don't put tzitzis on that. And we say that when one has a linen garment, one does put tzitzis on it, tzitzis overrides shatnez, except if it's a garment that's worn at night. Since tzitzis applies during the day, then tzitzis overriding shatnez only applies to a daytime piece of clothing. But a sadin, a linen cloak, which is something that you wear at night, if you put wool tzitzis on it, Beis Shammai says that since you're wearing the equivalent of a nightshirt, you don't put tzitzis on it because you have a shatnez problem and no need for tzitzis since you don't wear this during the day. And risem oso is only for the daytime, not for the nighttime. But Beis Hillel is mechayven that when it comes to tzitzis, shatnez never applies, whether it's a nighttime garment or a daytime garment. So Beis Hillel will say that this linen night cloak is going to need tzitzis anyway. Finally, kalkolas ha-shabbos, the Shabbos basket. You have a special basket of fruit for Shabbos, and you want to have a snack before Shabbos starts. So Beis Shammai potrim. Beis Shammai says it's putter from having to take meiser first. You are not allowed to take a snack of fruit on Shabbos even if you haven't taken meisers yet, but that only applies to Shabbos itself. But on Friday, although the basket was set aside for Shabbos, you're allowed to have a snack before Shabbos, despite the fact that the fruit has not had meisers taken off of it. But Beis Hillel mechayven, Beis Hillel says that you have to take the meisers immediately. Since the fruit was set aside for Shabbos, it immediately becomes subject. It's gumur, it's finished, and so it becomes subject to having meisers taken. And you can't snack from it on Shabbos or even before Shabbos. And this machlokas is also found in Masechta Meisros in the fourth parak there. Now, an issue about Nazirus. Misha Nadar, Perek Dala Mishni Yalef, Naziros Meruba. If somebody undertook an extended period of Naziros for more than 30 days, and he was outside Eretz Yisrael, then the Hishlin Naziruso, he completed his Naziros, and V'achach Bola Aretz, and then he comes to Eretz Yisrael. As long as he's outside Eretz Yisrael, he can't fulfill all the laws of Naziros, because we have a halacha that all the lands of Chutz La'aretz are considered Tamei. And since all the lands of Chutz La'aretz are considered Tamei, then he has a problem of Tumas Meis. The Chazal made this decree, and so the time that he observed Naziris in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. He has to start all over again when he gets to Eretz Yisrael. So Beis Shammai Yomrim, so Beis Shammai says, then he is Nazir Shloshim Yom. He has to be a Nazir for 30 days after he has been metahar himself from being in Chutz La'aretz. He only observes his Naziris for 30 days, the general period of being a Nazir. He doesn't have to do the longer period, since he originally decided Naziris Merubah, he was going to be a Nazir for longer, but the longer period doesn't count because the Tamei issue of Chutz La'aretz is only Darabanan, and Beis Shammai holds, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be Mekil on him, and we'll say he only has to keep 30 days. Beis Hillel Amrim Nazir Batchila. Beis Hillel says, on the other hand, he's a Nazir and has to start recounting from the beginning. Even if his Naziris had been 100 days or 300 days, he's going to have to start all over again when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, so they're Machmir on him. Misha Hayu Shtei Kite Edim Idososo. Somebody who has two groups of witnesses testify against him. So two groups of witnesses say that he took a neder to become a Nazir. They say he's a Nazir. Elim Edim Shanadar Shtayim, Be'elim Edim Shanadar Chamesh. And one group says that he vowed to take two periods of Naziris, which would be 60 days. And the other ones testify that he took a neder that he was going to be a Nazir for five periods of Naziris, 5 times 30, which would be 150 days. And he is silent because he doesn't remember what he said. Beis Shammai Omrim, Nechlaka Ha'edos Ve'en Kan Naziros. Beis Shammai says the Edos is divided. The two groups contradict each other. And as a result, there is no Naziris here at all, and their testimony is nullified, and he's not a Nazir in the first place. But Beis Hillel say the guys who say 2 are saying 60 days. The guys who say 5 are saying 150. But 60 days, the period of 2 Nazirusin, is included in the period of 150, the period of 5 Nazirusin. As a result, we have a confirmation. 2 Nazirusin with 2 groups of Edim, and as such, he has to keep his 2 periods of 30 days for a total of 60.